Saludos nuestra gente, and welcome to our 18th episode of The Latina Theory, a Spanglish podcast sin vergüenzas. I'm your host, Ariana Henis, along with my co-host,
Maria Isa,
and we are two proud Minnesotanas, a Chicana and a Boricua, proud of where we come from and where we are now. We are here to create dialogue focused on Latina opinions regarding current events, health, politics, race, edutainment,
and a music playlist asazonado with Latino contemporary, Latino alternative, soul, hip-hop, reggae, reggaeton, cumbia, R&B, salsa, ritmos afro-latinos y más.
Estás escuchando Latina Theory, un podcast sin vergüenzas.
Welcome back, mi gente. It's been a minute.
It has been a minute, and we're still alive. We're still alive, no matter who is president, we're still alive.
We're here. Girl, congratulations on being alive.
Yeah, you too.
It's the apocalypse out there, mi gente. It's Mad Maximiliano. It's Mad Max. It's always been tremendo, but it's now, yes, we are living in the era of the president tremendo.
Of el pendejo. But we just want our listeners, all of you, our fans, to know that we're here with you, that we love you, that we see you, and that we're going to make it somehow.
We're fighting together.
Yes.
Okay? Yeah. We are unifying together the shades of resistance.
Yes, we are.
For real.
We ain't got no other choice.
What's up, girl? You out there? I see you doing your thing.
You know, we're both out here doing our thing.
Yes.
Why don't you tell folks what you've been up to a little bit, Maria?
Man.
So that we know why, you know, it's been a minute since we've had an episode out, but expect more regularly.
We were in Cuba when Fidel died, closing up last year.
Yeah.
We opened up this new year setting goals on how we are going to be healthy physically, mentally, and spiritually with our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
We've been marching for our gente.
We have been.
We did the Women's March a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
There's 100,000 people that showed up in St. Paul.
Yeah.
And Latina Theory was there repping with the Mujeres Luchadoras de Electric Machete Studios.
Yeah.
And a lot of hermanas and sisters, and recognizing that we're fighting for equal rights. And as women of color, we're fighting even more for our equal rights.
Claro que sí.
So we've been doing a lot of things. Also, girl, why don't you let them know about the good news?
What good news, girl?
You know, you called me up the other day and was like, oh my God, girl, look at.
I called you and I texted you and I may have snapped you. all at the same time. So I'm sitting there doing work, you know, and all of a sudden I start getting all these notifications on my on Twitter, and I'm like, what is going on? And I look, and it turns out that Latina Theory made it on Remezcla's top podcast to listen to.
Yeah, we got number 11 out of the 13. Once. And it's awesome. Check it out. Much love to our homies at Remezcla.
Thank you so much for the love.
We don't personally know all of you, but we feel the hominess.
Yes.
Every time we check in on your headlines and make sure that we share the important stories that are written by your Latino perspective.
So one more time, Latina Theory made it on that national platform list.
Yeah, with a whole bunch of my other favorite podcasts too. So it's pretty lit. It's lit. It's legit.
We're honored.
It's super awesome. We're gonna come in with this song by Ile. Shout out to Ile.
We love you.
Oh, so Santurce, give us some heat in Minnesota, because it is cold up here at EMS right now, but we keep it heated up for all of our Latinos, all of our gente.
Claro que sí.
All of our beautiful people, all shades of brown. Check out Ile's Canibal.
You are now tuned into The Latina Theory, a Spanglish podcast sin vergüenzas.
Se estrujan mis sentidos. No puedo despertar. Mi cuerpo ya curtido.
Llegar a algún lugar.
perseguía. No la supe detener cuando todo decrecía. Encontré cómo trascender, abriendo cual cirugía, fui descosiendo mi ser, consumiendo en carne viva a quien quise pretender.
Welcome back, mi gente. And we have a new section added to our podcast where we're going to just talk about resistir, hashtag resistir. We're not going to deny the regime that we're under. We're always going to have a little bit of time where we process where we're at. Right, Maria?
Right. Many are, you know, discussing the topic of surviving this Trump era. This new era, the Trump era. We don't want to keep saying his name as much as we have to.
We'll just say regime. You'll know what we mean.
You got it. So where we go with resistir on Latina Theory. And Ariana, the first resistir is processing the new administration, right?
Yes, the new cabinet that we just got another horrible person confirmed, Jeff Sessions, as Attorney General. And the Attorney General of the United States is supposed to serve as the quote-unquote, as the people's lawyer for all citizens. We're talking about someone that is a clear white supremacist in so many ways that Coretta Scott King wrote a letter in opposition to back in the day, was getting appointed to another role. You know, this just happened today, and it's just going to be, you know, the Trump's cabinet is literally, it looks like a Gotham, like...
No, it's for real, like, Hunger Games out here.
Yes, like, the Gotham villains are all getting appointed to lead all these major institutions in our country. That doesn't mean there isn't hope. That doesn't mean we can't organize around it. I just want to make sure we actually talk about the fact that this shit's happening.
Obviously, people keep going, well, what is that? You know, we shouldn't pay too much mind. It's like, no, you have to actually, yeah. We're living in the bubble, so we have to play.
And it's going to impact us whether we want to pretend like it's happening or not. So this is us just trying to process it. We're not complete experts on the president's cabinet and the roles that they play, but we are people that live in this country and that care about what's happening.
It's literally been 2 weeks since he's been in office, right?
God,
the third week.
Like un pinche año already.
And he really is taking his position to be King Joffrey.
That is what we should call him from now on.
Yeah. Joffrey.
Yes.
He's a brat.
He is. He's a child. And he's demonizing the media, which is already complicated, but all those things are just alarming. So just stay tuned. Latina Theory will always have conversations. Tweet at us your thoughts. Email us where you're at. We're here. We're always going to be down to have conversations. We're going to be bringing in folks that, you know, do work on immigration, that do work on, like, reproductive health. We're going to have a whole slate of people having conversations on this podcast because we want to be informed, we want to be supportive, and we also want to laugh and enjoy ourselves, and we're here. That's all I want to keep saying to our listeners.
It's amazing. It's amazing. We are also have, you guys have been wondering what news is special news that we have to give to our listeners, but Latina Theory is officially a part of Audio Boom.
Yes.
We are being distributed and broadcasting through Audio Boom, so shout out. That's really, really, really awesome to us because we've, at first, we didn't even know anything about this whole world.
Yeah, and, exactly.
We're growing into this world of being able to give you real news, not fake news.
not alternative facts, y'all.
No alternative facts. This is real. So we want to keep it 100. Like Ariana said, let us know what your opinions are.
Claro que sí.
Check us out at Latina Theory on Twitter, on Facebook, and share us your feedback as well. Going back, we're going to flash back into Latino history right now, highlighting different Afro-Latinx accomplishments from across the globe. Yes. We picked up this post from the Huffington Post.
Yep.
And it was written by Anthony Otero, who's a staff member at Barnard College. And, you know, we want to open up this discussion, not just because it is Black History Month, but we want to continue this dialogue every episode.
Mm-hmm.
We are proud of every Afro-Latinidad that is mixed within our bloods, your bloods. And
we see it as a part of Latinidad.
Right. And so we just want to make that clear that just because it's February, this isn't where you're going to hear the highlights of African history. Because it's a part of our history every day. But we thought this was a really cool article. Ariana, tell us a little bit more about the Afro-Latinos and Black History Month blog post by Anthony Otero.
Of course. So this article is a little dated, but it's still relevant in terms of highlighting beautiful and powerful figures in our history. And we're flashing back. So all of it's connected. So the first is Arturo
Schomburg.
Thank you. There you go.
Yeah.
So an Afro Boricua whose research on African descendants in the early 20th century made him an important figure during the Harlem Renaissance. His work is the inspiration for the
Schomburg Center for Research in Black Culture, which is located in Harlem. Really cool history on Arturo Schomburg. Make sure you check it out. He, Afro-Boricua, who recognized the issues of racism as a Puerto Rican, and he wanted to learn how he can express that as well as history from Africa and open up places and institutions to share literature and arts. And so you can learn more about the Schomburg Center for Research in Black Culture located in Harlem. And this man was born in 1874, and he was fighting for this. So make sure you highlight that. Make it a part of your classroom. Next up,
Nicomedes Santa Cruz.
Sí.
He was a Peruvian poet, journalist, and folklorist. His work often reflected Black issues in Peru. His contribution to the awareness and preservation of the Afro-Peruvian cultures are so significant that in 2006, Peru officially declared his birthday, June 4th, Day of the Afro-Peruvian Culture.
Wow.
Which is incredible. And he was born in 1925. So somebody else to add to your list of good people to know.
Next, we also have Dr. Jose Barbosa, was the first native-born Puerto Rican to have a medical degree from the United States. Notably, he graduated with a medical degree from the University of Michigan and was valedictorian of the class of 1880. Pa' que tú lo sepa.
Hey.
Taking the knowledge that he learned, he moved back to Bayamón and opened his own practice.
Up next, we have Juan Gualberto Gómez Ferrer. He was an Afro-Cuban revolutionary who fought alongside José Martí in the Cuban War of Independence. Mm. He founded the Central Directory of Societies of Color in 1890. He fought for the rights of the black population, in which he stressed that Afro-Cubans needed to have the same right to education like everyone else. Slavery ended in Cuba in 1886.
Next is Jaime Hurtado González, was an Afro-Ecuadorian politician and was the first black man to run for president of the Republic of Ecuador. Many say he was the voice and advocate of the disenfranchised groups of color within Ecuador. He was an outspoken congressman that was assassinated in 1999 near the country's Supreme Court building.
Sad ending to
crazy.
That.
So the struggle for education and basic civil rights is at the heart of all African descendants, whether they're from the U.S. or the African diaspora. Recognize that Black History Month should be something that we embrace to learn not only about other people, but ourselves.
Claro que
so sí. shout out. I also want to always recognize the strong Afro-Boricua women. Shout out to Dr. Marta Moreno-Vega, who tunes into Latina Theory.
And Dr. Rosa Clemente.
And, you know, we check out our last interview specifically speaking on Afro-Latinidad.
Hell yeah.
With Rosa Clemente. So check that out. I rock my Roberto Clemente jersey all the time.
Hey.
So with that, we're going to go into our next track just to keep it moving, keep it popping here on Latina Theory. Check out a throwback and in our flashback segment with La Lupe's Puro Teatro.
Estás escuchando Latina Theory, un podcast sin vergüenzas.
Drama no es necesario, ya conozco ese teatro, mintiendo, qué bien te queda el papel, después de todo parece que esa es tu forma de ser, yo confiaba ciegamente. Estudiado simulacro, fue tu mejor actuación, destrozar mi corazón, y hoy que me lloras de veras, recuerdo tu simulacro, perdona que no te crea. Parece que es teatro. Y acuérdate que según tu punto de vista yo soy la mala. ¡Ay! Teatro. Lo tuyo es puro teatro. Falsedad bien ensayada. Estudiado simulacro. Destrozar mi corazón y hoy que me lloras de veras recuerdo tu simulacro, perdona que no te crea, me parece que es teatro, perdona que no te crea. Lo tuyo es puro teatro.
And we're back with hashtag Guerreras of La Semana.
Yes.
So, Maria, why don't you let us know who our Guerrera of La Semana is going to be?
Our Guerreras of our Semana this week is Nadia Lopez. Nadia Lopez is the visionary founding principal of Brooklyn's Mott Hall Bridges Academy, and isn't resting on her Humans of New York laurels. In her debut book, The Bridge to Brilliance, and her must-see TED Talk, the Afro-Latina passionately reminds us that with better schools and adults who invest in education, even our most vulnerable children can become future engineers, scientists, entrepreneurs, and leaders. So shout out to Nadia Lopez. Make sure you pick that up. I know we'll be picking it up here at Latina Theory, and I look forward to reading it.
Beautiful. And with that, we're going into our Latino news. And for esta semana, I'm like, how do we not just depress everyone with the news? But we have to talk about it.
We have to talk about it.
And also, just like, analyze it and think about how we fight back and all of that, right?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
So, for this episode, what we wanted to highlight is how Trump's cabinet is going to have no Latinx representative. And that's the first time...
Did you get that?
Yeah.
Say it one more time.
So, for the first time in a long time, the Trump cabinet will not have a single person of Latino descent. Which, look, I don't want a Latino as part of his freaking cabinet. But still, to be clear...
I honestly thought it was going to be like Geraldo Rivera.
I mean, that's all of that. It's the least diverse, like, cabinet by any president, Republican or Democrat, since the 1981 inauguration of Ronald Reagan.
It's also the first since 1989 not to include a Latino member.
So, not surprising, but still, just shows, like, literally the majority of this man's cabinet are white men, like CEOs, like billionaires. Remember the shit he used to say about, what was it, draining the swamp?
Mm-hmm.
These are the people he's choosing to lead these public entities. Billionaires. And I want that for all the folks that voted for him. Mm-hmm. Think he was going to do anything different.
Oh, yeah. I mean, right when he was inaugurated, I couldn't even, like, watch it. It was just so shockingly weird and, like, ridiculous. It's kind of, it's just to see, like, yeah, you're right. We don't want to see any Latino support from there. But at the same time, there is no representation.
Yeah, exactly.
Of us in that cabinet. That's something that we have to realize and work harder to make sure that our local legislators, our local politicians who hold those seats in a national way are appointed. So
and that they are representing our needs.
What we need.
And that we're going to make our own voices heard through our representatives and through all these other venues like Latina Theory.
It's always interesting when someone's like, well, what am I going to do about it? And it's like, exactly. That's what you have to figure out what you are going to do about it, because obviously we don't have anyone there to do it. So we have to take it in our own hands and starting with our communities first and expanding on a national and global level.
Claro que sí.
So that is what we wanted to highlight. Mm-hmm. In case you didn't know that there was no Latinos appointed on the cabinet.
Now you know.
Now you know. Yes.
And I really want to encourage folks, The Atlantic has an article out, and it's called The Donald Trump Cabinet Tracker. So if you want to be following who's getting appointed, why, what these pieces of shit have done in their past, most of them have absolutely no government experience, make sure to check it out. The Atlantic, the article's called The Donald Trump Cabinet Tracker. Let's be informed, mi gente, in the ways that we can.
Definitely. With that, let's go and hit it off with a little bit of Elvis Crespo's Píntame. For all of y'all merengueros on the west side, I dedicate this one to
Please
you.
Please give me some merengue in my life right now.
Píntame, le dije al pintor, píntame la carita de la niña más bonita dentro de mi corazón. Hoy me muero yo.
boquita para yo poder besarle. Píntame sus ojitos para que me pueda mirar. Píntame la enterita y que no se pueda borrar. Quiero su carita pintada en mi corazón. Y le dije al pintor que no se pueda borrar. Quiero su carita pintada en mi corazón. Y le dije al pintor que no se pueda borrar.
Píntame su para respirar su aire. Píntame su boquita para yo poder besarle. Píntame sus ojitos para que me pueda mirar. Píntame su carita, su carita, su carita.
Y que no se pueda borrar.
Politics and opiniones de la gente, but this is good news within politics.
Yes, please. We are in desperate need of that.
Right before the pendejo got into office, mm-hmm. There was President Obama. He pardoned Oscar Lopez Rivera. So we, as Boricuas and as our comrades all over the world, we are so happy with that news, you know?
Can you share a little bit for folks who don't know who Oscar was and, like, why it's such a big deal? Because it is. It's huge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Oscar Lopez Rivera is a Puerto Rican political prisoner who has been, involved in conspiracy to overthrow the power of the United States. And he was tried in connection with the 28 FALN bombings in Chicago. They had no evidence, mm-hmm. in regards to this, but he was actually charged for that conspiracy. Mm-hmm. And he was the longest Puerto Rican political prisoner.
How many years do you know?
Oscar was serving 35 years.
Oh my God.
So he is out. He's been held in prison in Indiana. And before he's going to join his family in Puerto Rico, he will be joining his family and many of the supporters of who had petitioned for mm-hmm. years, for decades, mm-hmm. before I was even born, for his freedom. So he... It just really, that news, I was teaching at Humboldt when I got the text.
I thought about you right away when I saw it, and I was happy.
You know, just all those years of like I said, I've been fighting, like, for his independence, to be back in Puerto Rico, his freedom, his liberty, because this man is, he's a veteran. U.S. veteran, and he is an educator, a musician, mm-hmm. and he started the Puerto Rican movement of students in Chicago, and the culture that I know of my people, mm-hmm. I feel that I wouldn't know our gente, our generation wouldn't know as much about our gente's migration to the United States mm-hmm. and U.S. Puerto Rican policies and politics if it wasn't for Oscar Lopez.
Yeah.
So it just is one of those celebrations within good news. You know, good news amongst all these fake news.
We need them.
But Oscar will be out. Shout out to his brother and one of my professors over at Columbia College.
Beautiful.
Jose Lopez, who without his leadership, I feel like we wouldn't be saying this good news right now. But Obama did make a promise to us when he went into office and saying that he was going to make it happen. And we got a little scared at first because his presidency was ending, but he did it.
It was literally 2 days before.
Yeah, one of the last things he did. But that's good news. On another end, focusing on the opinions of la gente, those of y'all know George Lopez.
We're going into the sloppy news, y'all.
The sloppy. Back into the sloppy. George Lopez... Man, he started tripping.
Yeah, at one of his shows.
Yes. He called a woman a bitch for not tolerating his racist joke.
And Maria and I saw the video. We're not going to play it. But, I mean, he did say a joke, specifically an anti-black joke.
Yeah.
And, which I wasn't cool with either. And this person, like, this woman was clearly not okay with it. And he just, like, called her a bitch and told her to sit down and yelled at her and threatened her and told her to get out. This is not an acceptable reaction.
No, it was... He basically... Let's break down the breakdown. Mm-hmm. George Lopez is Mexican-American. I think that's what he calls himself. Mm-hmm. He doesn't call himself Chicano. He calls himself Mexican-American.
I agree.
He said... Basically, he made a joke, and when it comes to comedy mm-hmm. and it comes to folks of color, we know we cross lines with it because we have to laugh about certain matters mm-hmm. that aren't all necessarily false.
Mm-hmm.
But he took it far. He said there are two rules in a Latino family: mm-hmm. don't marry somebody black, and don't park in front of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Audience in Phoenix, Arizona, over the weekend, many of them were laughing, yep. and you can tell many of them were restrained from laughing.
Yeah, you could kind of hear the tension almost in the room with the joke in and of itself.
Yep, and audience started, there was two choices. Apparently, one of them was a woman, and she basically did not enjoy his racist joke, and all of a sudden, Lopez followed her response with slurring that she was a bitch. And kept screaming profanity, and it just was, it got out of hand. He was out of place.
Yeah.
He was out of place. And, you know, we want to discuss a lot of this issues between race and how we feel. We make it a point to do that.
We do
because it is there.
Mm-hmm.
But it isn't anything that we need to be laughing about. We need to be figuring how we can, heal.
Yeah, how we could just have conversations about it. And look, this is my thing too. It's like, if having some kind of humor about how uncomfortable, like, we can get around talking about race in the Latino community, like, if that was the intent, it's like, okay, I can see. But if it's just like making fun of a problem that we haven't even gotten to a place to actually even be discussing in a way openly, then you're just kind of like, then I'm like, you're just perpetuating that racism. Mm-hmm. You're not doing it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, but yes, I love that you highlight how Latina theory, we're all about talking about the role, the racialization of Latinos in the United mm-hmm. States and what that means.
Yeah. Yeah. It's something that we can't just throw in the shadow.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, we just highlighted the Afro-Latinos in flashback history.
Yep.
Specifically, you know, black men and women who are Latinos.
Yep.
Who recognize that they had to stand up and talk about this and created a platform
yep.
for us to express ourselves and to recognize our pride in our black identity. Mm-hmm. So that's just why I kind of wanted to bring in this discussion, because it's like, bro, when does the jokes go too far?
Mm-hmm.
And we're living in a place where we feel like it's a joke, but it ain't no joke. It's real.
Yeah.
And there's nothing funny about it.
No.
There's nothing funny about it.
Okay, let's go into like some real positive news in the entertainment news section now, Maria. This is good news for the world.
Yeah, yeah. Entertainment news on a good note. Our beautiful Beyonce is pregnant with twins. But she took it to another announcement. I mean, when she was pregnant with Blue Ivy, it was a little bit more private.
Yeah.
We didn't find out for a while until she did an award ceremony and just rubbed her belly.
Yeah.
And then she kind of went in the back ropes until she had the baby. But she took a new stance. She's pregnant with twins. And shout out to the homies at Mezcla, who wrote an article in regards to cultural news that her new maternity photos, if you haven't checked them out,
which are gorgeous,
they're beautiful. They pay homage to the Yoruba goddesses Oshun and Yemaya.
Mm-hmm.
As someone who researches a lot in regards to the Yoruba culture and Santeria, I felt like she was giving those kind of clues in Lemonade. Mm-hmm. When she did her videos and she came out in the golden dress.
Yeah.
They just came back from Cuba.
Yeah.
Girl, we just came back from Cuba.
Right?
We know what it was all about. Go if you haven't checked it out. But she definitely got inspired and recognized the power of what it is to be a black queen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited to see how she carries this this crowning of Ochun and Yemaya. But check out the pictures.
Oh my gosh, Beyonce can make everyone feel better.
She just shut down the whole internet with her big old belly. But I'm really happy that she's showcasing that, you know.
Oh, this, me too, I love it.
This diaspora, it goes beyond what, you know, we can even go forth.
Yes.
This is beyond 2,000 years. This is leadership of beautiful tribal men and women.
Yes.
So shout out to Bey, and we look forward to seeing your two babies, and hope you have a healthy pregnancy. With that, let's go into Beyonce's Sorry. I'm not sorry.
Nigga, nah.
I'm sorry.
Estás escuchando Latina Theory, un podcast sin vergüenzas.
And bueno,
we're back.
Yeah, again.
Here we are, and we are into our curandera remedies, our hashtag Doctor Curandera, where we're going to talk about how we're going to and have been surviving this regime. How are we taking care of ourselves, Mujer?
Girl, there's this new thing that's called the sex apps.
Because we're going to do a lot of sexing to survive
you
this.
Know,
I'm serious.
Like I
I'm
said, keep
playing.
Making them babies just as mixed as possible.
Just have sex to have sex, to do whatever you need, enjoy yourself. So tell me about this.
All right, so Latina Magazine came out with a lifestyle article in regards to the 7 sex applications every couple needs to download.
A ver,
and since we are, you know, getting into our San Valentín mode.
You're right.
You know, it is coming right around the corner, although, you know, sex happens all the time. All right, it's a good thing. It ain't nothing to be ashamed about yourselves, okay? Talk about it. So Latina Magazine, Nicole Frantangelo came out with this cool article based on these 7 apps.
Mm-hmm.
So the first app is the 69 positions, and so it's called 69 Light.
Great. And these are apps for your phone, right?
Yeah, for your phone. You can get them, download them on your iPad, whatever you gotta do. So the 69 position light is exploring the world of different positions and then some. And it's an erotic app. It's your one-stop shop for every move you could imagine. The second one is MedXCom. And it's for the couple that's learning more towards the safer side of sex. So this app will let you exchange STD and health history, as well as keep track of any medications you may need to take.
Wow.
Yeah, right? Isn't that insane? We're covering all the staying informed, staying healthy,
with our bodies,
and active. There's another application that's called Sex Roulette. If you and your partner are feeling the games, try this roulette app, which lets you spin a wheel to choose what activity you'll be taking on next. I'm gonna have to check that out. That's actually interesting. There's another app called the Canoodle. This app promises to save your relationship, especially in the bedroom. Here you can log dates, send coupons, and get tips for everything happening in between the sabanas. Next is the I Kama Sutra. Take thousands of years of Kama Sutra and put it in the palm of your manos. Mm. Mujeres, this app will show you every move in the form of tasteful graphics too.
Oh wow.
Number 6 is the I Condom.
The eye condom.
So need to find a closest spot to buy condoms. Trying to keep it safe.
What?
You're dating somebody you don't, you know, you don't, I don't know, you, or maybe you just ain't trying to, you know, be delivering in 9 months. This app is created to help prevent the transmission of HIV and STDs, and it'll take you to the source of what's the closest spot. I wonder how many bodegas they have on that to go buy condoms. So that's the iCondom app. Next up is the Durex Experiment app. And the condom company, Durex, developed this app for couples looking to expand their sexual horizons. Take on one of the 4-week experiments to discover new ways to amp everything up between you and your partner.
Thank you so much, Maria, for giving us some tips on these sex apps. Latina Theory fully believes that your sexual pleasure should be on point no matter what is happening.
And healthy.
Yeah.
You know?
And positive.
That's
for
why
yourself.
We're talking about it. There's
exactly.
No need for you to feel shame.
Exactly.
And if you get a little tickled by it, well, you know, welcome to the world of tickle torture.
Of course. Consented tickle torture. Everything consented.
All about that project consent. So now take us off to a few other things that will make us feel happy and loved and motivated.
Right? And enjoy.
Enjoy. Enjoy. We live in...
We need to. So that's one of the things I kept thinking about Cuba is like, no matter what, you do not take my joy away.
No.
You do not take that away.
Nothing.
And so I think one thing we want to really recommend is take in beautiful art, whatever that means to you. Visual art, good music, film, shows, whatever, skits, take it in, create, do it. That is a huge way. Like our imaginations are a huge and important weapon, and they're also what give it like... Help give us life. So keep your imagination active.
And it's got to stay active.
Please.
It's got to stay
Create active. Shit. Have fun.
In the upcoming weeks, we are going to focus on bringing in a few different Latinas in different health, sectors to give us some more advice and maybe share with us some other forms of remedies that can help brighten our fundamental darknesses that we can get into them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's human. So whether it's through meditation, like you said, physical activity, there's people out there. So go check it out. Hit up your homegirl and see what do you do to feel.
Yeah, connect with folks. Tweet at us, send us an email, let us know what you do. The big thing here too is to talk about it. We all actually have to be talking about how we're taking care of ourselves in this moment.
Yes,
we should be doing it, period, but especially now.
Yes. So with that, I love this song. I love this artist. Her name is Alessia Cara. She had that one song about the party.
Yes.
You know,
the one where I was like, why didn't you just leave, girl?
Yeah, why didn't you just go home?
I got a whole song about you being at this party you wanted to leave.
Well, this is her new song. I don't have the song in my head with that song, but her new song is cute and legit and powerful, and it's called Scars to Your Beautiful.
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. She craves attention. She praises an image she prays to be sculpted by the sculptor.
Hey, I'm Jess Carmel.
It's Francesca.
I'm Miles.
Myrian. Marnie
Florence. Siobhan.
Joanna. Christina.
Josh.
It's Kylie. Miranda.
It's Jawed.
Grace.
It's James.
Ashley.
See the light that's shining deeper than the eyes can find it. Maybe we're made of blind souls. She tries to cover up her pain and cut her woes away. Cover girls don't cry after the face is made, but there's a hope that's waiting for you in the dark. You should know you're beautiful just the way you are, and you don't have to change a thing. The world could change its heart. No scars to your beautiful. We're stars and we're beautiful.
My peers, and then there was me.
And a lot of people aren't afraid to give their opinions, whether they're hurtful or not.
People would laugh and stare.
People watching you eat and making little comments.
As I grew up thinking that I had to look a certain way.
I never thought I was as pretty as the other girls.
Be proud of them. I shouldn't be trying to hide it.
Oh,
and you know cover girls eat nothing. She says beauty is pain and there's beauty in everything. What's a little bit of hunger? I can go a little while longer. She fades away.
What I love about people is when they're just being themselves and not worrying about what they look like.
My eyelashes and my hair extensions, that's the only one we don't have.
It's been something that I've struggled with my entire life, not feeling like I fit in.
See, her perfect, she don't understand. She's worth it, all that beauty goes deeper than the surface. Oh, oh, so to all the girls that's hurting, let me be your mirror, help you see a little bit clearer. The light that shines within.
There's a hope that's waiting for you in the dark. You should know you're beautiful just the way you are. And you don't have to change a thing. The world could change its heart. No scars, and you're beautiful. With stars, and we're beautiful.
Hold on and just wait until you can get out of that bubble. Because the things that seem like weaknesses, that seem like weird things that make you strange, when you become an adult, you get out into the world, you're gonna find out that all those differences, they're like your greatest strengths.
I realize now.
There's always someone that's unique now, which was the cool part, and that's what made me comfortable to realize that every single person is different.
My personality outshines everything else at the end of the day.
What only matters is what I think of myself and that everyone has different kinds of beauty.
Smile. Smile.
Estás escuchando Latina Theory, un podcast sin vergüenzas.
Well, mi gente,
we're on to the final section of our episode for today.
All you nasty women out there listening and hombres, bad hombres.
All the bad hombres.
We love you. We love all you bad hombres and nasty women, okay?
Yes, we do.
We're at the last segment. We're going to bring to you a few, highlighting a few things that's happening here.
Why don't you tell us, Maria, what's going on in the comunidad to make sure that folks turn out?
Well, February 14th, there is the Indigenous Women's March. So
yes.
For all of y'all who did the march on January 21st, mm-hmm. there was a highlighting, breaking numbers of mujeres, of everybody advocating for women's rights.
Mm-hmm.
100,000 in St. Paul.
Yes.
Okay, so I want to see all y'all who was marching
yes.
at that march to come out February 14th for the Indigenous Women's March, because let me tell you one thing. We all ain't equal. And I would like to...
Let me tell you another thing.
Yeah.
White feminism is not the answer.
No, it's not. It's not. So recognize...
We're on that later.
Recognize game. Recognize game. We'll talk about that later, right now, all the time.
Right now.
So if you have any questions, you could tweet at Maria Isa, at La Ari Henny,
yeah,
at Latina Theory.
Go ahead.
Because we do this every day. Ain't nothing brand new.
okay, well, other events went.
Other events. But check that out. Check out our page on Facebook and we'll get you a link to that, and I'll tweet it out as well. Other things happening. We got For the Love this weekend. Shout out to, oh, man, he's such a caballero. Joel Lopez, DJ Lo. He's an Augie.
Yeah,
like
he
you.
Is.
He's an alumni. He's a big fan, always shouting us out. We appreciate the support, brother, and mm-hmm. I'll be actually performing at that show. We've got La Loteria Jam Sessions.
Woo!
It's happening February 24th.
Yes, it is.
At the Amsterdam Bar in St. Paul. I'm doing a big jam session, and we're going to be playing Loteria, so bring your card.
Hell yeah.
Bring your little piedritas that you want to, you know, mm-hmm. cover your cartas on. We're going to have a photo booth. Dope artists. Bring your instrument if you want to jam. This is your time. I hear so many people, oh, when can we play music? We want to jam. Bring your instrument down. We'll plug it into an amp. Come bring your voice. Bring your poetry. It's a big jam session with a lot of great artists from the Twin Cities locally here. And I'm excited. It's the first of many.
Awesome.
So check that out. Shout out to DJ Tony Trouble. We'll be in the mix.
Hey. And
so take all your abuelita's Loteria cards. Stop by your local tienda, mercado. Yeah. Have fun with us. And for those of you who are tuning in and don't know what La Loteria is, it's a Mexican bingo.
Yes.
It was created...
One of the best kind of bingos.
In Mexico. And growing up on the West Side, my grandmother used to play it all the time with all her homegirls. And I would win hella pennies, girl.
Do it.
So it's lit. It's lit. Bring something to share. Yes. Bring positivity to share. We'll see you there. Ariana, last notes?
We love y'all. Just know that. No matter what's happening, we love y'all. We're alive. We're going to be here. We're going to organize. And we're going to fight back.
And a special shout out to Tanya Galavista Espinosa, who is in the house right now at EMS making some corazones.
We love her.
We love her, too. We love y'all. Mi gente. Baila, join the safari right now.
Yes.
With J Balvin and Pharrell. I love this song.
I do too. I'm so glad we're ending with
Let's
it.
Let's dance to this.
Hey.
Let's get it cracking. Manealo!
Ay, alegus, ay, alegus, ay, alegus, ay, alegus. Let's go. A mí me gusta. Ay, ay, me gusta. Baila, me gusta. Ay, alegus,
mami, mami. Con tu body, este party es un safari. Todos miran cómo bailas. Hoy tú andas con un animal. Mami, mami, con tu body, este party es un safari. Todos miran cómo bailas. Hoy tú andas, baila pa' mí.
Vente conmigo,
así me gusta.
Sola conmigo,
baila le gusta.
Vente conmigo,
así me gusta.
Sola conmigo.
Baila pa' mí,
vente conmigo,
así me gusta.
Sola conmigo,
baila me gusta.
Vente conmigo,
así me gusta.
Sola conmigo.
Todo ese cuerpo que tú tienes me vuelve loco y más cuando bailas pa' mí. Esa mirada provoca y tú toda loca te muerde los labios cuando suena el beat.
Oye papi, vamos con mis amigas para el party. Tengo algo por un animal. Cuando mi gente está aquí al tsunami, wavy, así es lo que me gusta. You know I like it with tu fresco. Me llamo princesa, voy a coger provecho que me gusta. You know I like it with tu fresco. Me llamo princesa, voy a coger provecho.
A ella le gusta. A mí me gusta. A ella le gusta. Baila pa' me gusta. A ella le gusta.
Mami, mami. Con tu body, este party es un safari. Todos miran cómo bailas. Hoy tú andas con un animal. Mami, mami, con tu body, este party es un safari. Todos miran cómo bailas. Hoy tú andas, baila pa' mí. Vente conmigo,
así me gusta.
Sola conmigo,
baila le gusta.
Vente conmigo,
así me gusta.
Sola conmigo.
Baila pa' mí,
vente conmigo,
así me gusta.
Sola conmigo,
baila me gusta.
Vente conmigo,
así me gusta.
Sola conmigo.
Saca la piedra que llevas ahí. Ese instinto salvaje que me gusta. Cuando se pone de espalda que empiezo a mirarla. La tela me raga y seguimos aquí.
Oye papi, vamos con mis amigas para el party. Tengo algo por un animal. Cuando mi gente está aquí al tsunami, wavy, así es lo que me gusta. You know I like it when tu fresco. Me llamo princesa, voy a coger provecho que me gusta. You know I like it when tu fresco. Voy a coger provecho.
A ella le gusta. A mí me gusta. A ella le gusta. Baila pa' me gusta.